why not reserve those opportunities for Americans? Some answer that immigrants are more entrepreneurial. An analysis released in early 2000 by the Center for Immigration Studies, a Washington, D.C. think tank, encouraging lower immigration levels, declares that, according to census data, the once valid reputation of immigrants as more entrepreneurial than our population at large is obsolete. The center found that in the past, immigrants were indeed significantly more entrepreneurial than natives, but that the immigrant advantage had disappeared. In statistics from 1960 and 1997 that were quoted, the self-employment rate of immigrants fell from 13.8% to 11.3%, while the self-employment rate for natives increased from 9.6% to 11.8%. By 1997, the center concluded, the presence of immigrants had no effect on the overall level of entrepreneurship in the United States. After laying to rest the shibboleth of immigrant entrepreneurship, Congress should take note and encourage education to promote native high-tech employees and employers. The crutch of low-cost immigrants could be replaced easily with the sturdy feet of our own human resources. A win-win alternative to importing more and more workers for high-tech industry at home is already in place by some software companies utilizing world-shrinking, newly economical, and sophisticated communications capabilities. A March 7, 2000 Wall Street Journal article tells of programmers halfway around the world performing complicated tasks. Software startups rely on technical help from experts in India, Eastern Europe, Turkey, and elsewhere,